South Africans go to the polls tomorrow for elections that the ruling African National Congress is expected to win by a landslide. Despite huge leads in the polls, the ANC is running an aggressive campaign to re-elect President Thabo Mbeki. The party is also hoping to win control of all the provincial governments. The ANC is touting its achievements during the first 10 years of democracy, but opposition candidates are using the campaign to point out the problems still facing Africa's largest economy. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Johannesburg.
The ANC's campaign messages are everywhere. The streets of Johannesburg and just about every other city in the country are lined with yellow and green placards declaring, "Create work, fight poverty, vote ANC." And the radio airwaves are just as congested with ANC ads.
We are confident in the future because by working together, we can and will do more. So vote for a better life for all. Vote ANC.
The African National Congress swept to power in 1994 under the leadership of liberation hero Nelson Mandela. Party officials regularly remind black voters that it was the ANC that brought an end to the racist apartheid regime.
Amanza! Amanza!
President Thabo Mbeki, addressing an overflowing soccer stadium in Johannesburg, says that just as the ANC crushed apartheid, it will now wipe out poverty and unemployment.
The ANC says vote for us so that we become the government of South Africa, so that we can change the lives of our people for the better.
But over the last 10 years of ANC rule, life for many South Africans has not gotten better. Unemployment has risen from 31% to 40%. The country has gone backwards on the United Nations Human Development Index. And whites, who were driven from political power, continue on the whole to earn 9 times as much as blacks. The Inkatha Freedom Party and the Democratic Alliance are holding a joint rally in Durban, South Africa's largest port on the Indian Ocean. The IFP and the DA are strange bedfellows. The DA has become the main party of South Africa's whites, who make up less than 10% of the population. The IFP's membership are almost all poor, black, and from the surrounding province of KwaZulu-Natal. At the rally, IFP supporter Michael Musamusha is upset. He's 27 years old. He used to work as a security guard, but hasn't had a job for several years. And he says life for poor people in KwaZulu-Natal has gotten worse under the ANC.
There's a lot of crime. There's also a lot of unemployment. There's AIDS, which fully affects especially this province of KwaZulu-Natal. And yet the ANC is doing nothing.
Tony Leon, the leader of the DA, says the ANC has failed to improve the lives of ordinary South Africans.
Let me tell you what the ANC has delivered. 8 million people without jobs, 22.5 million people in poverty, 5-7 million people infected with HIV, as many as 1 million dead already.
More than 20% of South African adults are HIV positive, and the ANC has been criticized widely here for not tackling AIDS sooner. Despite being critical of the ANC, most blacks align themselves with the former liberation movement. The dominance of the ANC has led some political observers to question whether South Africa is a de facto one-party state. Mangosuthu Buthelezi, the president of the Inkatha Freedom Party, appeals for votes at the rally in Durban, saying that the ANC is becoming unaccountable.
The only way for the sovereign people to make their voice heard is to cut the ANC down to size where it can no longer rule the country by itself and without listening to the South African people.
A recent poll in the Star newspaper in Johannesburg showed that black voters credit the ANC with improving education, health care, and race relations, but they say over the last 10 years, crime, unemployment, and corruption have gotten worse. While there's criticism both inside and outside the ANC about how the party is running South Africa, the organization is widely praised for overseeing a peaceful transition from white to black rule. And even most whites, who in the newspaper poll reported that almost everything is worse now than it was 10 years ago, say they're optimistic about the future. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Johannesburg.